You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatto. Next up, a report on electronic voting machines. There were grim predictions about whether these new voting machines, seeing widespread use in this election, were going to lose votes or be tampered with, whether a paper trail was necessary in the event of a recount. So how did they really compare with these predictions? Was electronic voting a success? Were there new unexpected problems that people encountered when they voted the electronic way? There were reports some machines were simply not working, while others had candidates' names on their final review screen that voters hadn't picked. And in our deeply divided electorate, some people have raised the possibility of machine tampering. Could those early exit polls, you know, that turned out to be wrong, could those early exit polls been right? Because of machine tampering, it was the vote count that was wrong. Could this happen? Well, we're going to get some answers on your questions right now. If you'd like to join in, give us a call. Our number is 1-800-989-8255. Let me introduce my guest. David Dill is the founder of the Verified Voting Foundation at verifiedvoting.org, professor in the Department of Computer Science at Stanford University in Stanford. He joins us by phone. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
How did the voting machines do?
Well, there's a sort of fog of war. We've had this flood of information, and so there's a lot of digestion to do. But we've had hundreds of reports of problems with the equipment. Let me emphasize that my primary worry about electronic voting is not the problems, breakdowns in the polling places and whatever, but the fact that there are many things we don't know about what's happening inside the machines. But
right.
We did see a lot of explicit breakdowns and other problems and complaints from all over the country.
So you would give it a C maybe this year? A D?
Well, for the problems we've actually seen, I think I'm not going to grade it.
Uh-huh.
I think that the concept is fundamentally flawed. We're taking the wrong class. But my problem is that the whole idea is predicated on a state of unachievable perfection in computers. We're running these things without any kind of backup or independent check. So if we ask the question, is are electronic voting machines perfect or nearly perfect, it's very clear that they aren't when you start getting hundreds of reports from all around the country of these sort of visible errors, and we don't know what the invisible errors
well,
are.
Well, let's talk about what some of these reports are. What kinds of problems did people report?
Well, machine breakdowns were the most frequent problems, and in fact, in some places, those long lines we heard about in the election were a direct result of problems with machines. And in particular, there are certain hot spots that have emerged. We don't know the full story yet, of course, but in New Orleans, we have lots and lots of reports of saying basically all the machines in the precinct, in the polling place, are broken. Same thing in Philadelphia and also in Mercer County, Pennsylvania. Especially disturbing in Pennsylvania, which was a swing state. Fortunately, the margin of victory by Kerry there was great enough that it didn't become an issue, but we were flirting with disaster in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we've had emails from, you know, people who are trying to make the case for fraud with these machines, from people who say that I'll read from one of the emails from P.J. Black on the Internet. He says, exit polls until the 2000 election debacle in Florida have been considered accurate within 1-2%. Currently, the principal argument against the accuracy of exit polls is the mail-in ballot factor. In Ohio, mail-in ballots haven't yet been counted. Therefore, the exit polls should be accurate, shouldn't they? How would we explain a consistent discrepancy, quote-unquote, that always favored the president only in the states which do not have a paper trail? I guess meaning that somebody's tampered, you know, that the point is, and we have other emails saying the same thing, the point of the email being, you know, that maybe these exit polls were correct and then somebody went in, heard the exit polls and tampered with the machines. Could you trace that if that happened?
There are some things you could do. I think that I would urge the people who did these exit polls to share the results in more detail with the American public and explain what the problems were and do it quickly because I'm personally receiving a whole lot of email about this issue. If there is a problem with the election, it is not necessarily, you know, it affecting the outcome of the election. And I don't predict that there is, but if there were, it wouldn't necessarily be electronic voting machines. In particular, Ohio is overwhelmingly using paper ballots, and that's because activists, you know, raised concern about electronic voting and basically stopped the purchase of new machines before the election. If Ohio had been all electronic and they were using the machines for the first time, I am quite confident we would have had a huge election disaster there.
Mm-hmm. So you think that the paper trail is the answer to some of these problems?
I definitely do. As computer scientist, I accept that there are other ways in the future that we might be able to do it. But as I look at the available alternatives, I think we need for voters to be able to see their votes on a paper ballot. We need those paper ballots saved in the polling place and guarded carefully. And we need to get enough recounts of those paper ballots that we can double check the equipment.
Well, that's a good question. What kind of research needs to be done nationally to find out if electronic voting worked and if it didn't, to what extent it didn't?
Well, we need to digest these numbers, but we have. But I want to get back to the point that the big problem with electronic voting is a fundamental lack of transparency. We can't see what's happening in the machines. We can't measure the errors or some of the errors that that are occurring in the machines. That said, we are receiving reports of the machines registering wrong votes that appear on the summary screen that the voters can correct from all over the country on all different kinds of equipment. There is clearly a problem here. This is not a voter delusion. And it may be a problem that the machines confuse the voters or that there's some problem in the machines, but it needs to be investigated, and we need to find out what it is and fix it.
I read about a situation in Broward County, Florida, where some touchscreen machines showed candidates not chosen by the voter on the final review screen.
That's the kind of problem I'm talking about. And there are explanations for some of the machines having to do with the basically a bad interaction between the user and the user interface for the machines. In other cases, I have credible reports that I think just cannot be explained by that, of people who know exactly how to use computers, voting very, very carefully and still seeing this kind of behavior.
So are you saying, is this malfunction or is it fraud?
Well, I don't think it's fraud, because if I were going to commit fraud on the machine, I would not display the wrong vote on the screen. I would silently record the wrong vote. But I think that there is something going on with the machines that needs to be understood if we want to improve the voting process.
Were there any one brand machine that you're talking about over any other?
No. Most of the major brands of e-voting machines showed this kind of behavior, and for different reasons and sometimes for no explained reason.
1-800-989-8255. Let's take a call or two. Brooke in Louisville. Hi, Brooke.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Or is it Louisville?
It's Louisville.
Excuse me. Go ahead.
I guess my major concern, and I've spent a lot of time on the internet in the last couple of days looking at blackboxvoting.org and some of these other sites, is that we've got an election that was determined in one state, and a state that right now has a lot of questions about the, you know, I know that they did switch to paper in many counties, but there were a lot of counties in the state of Ohio that continue to use computer voting. You know, when you've got one precinct that had maybe 500 people voting, and they're now saying that there were 4,200 votes registered for George Bush in that precinct. We've got major issues with this type of voting, and it very well may have determined our next president falsely. Mm-hmm. And I'll take, you know, any response off here. Thank you.
Well, any response, David?
There are lots of different places that elections can have problems. I have really been focusing on the electronic voting machines in the polling places, but even paper-based elections can have problems in the counting of the votes and the generation of the adding up of the votes, the tallying of the votes in the central computing system. Black box voting is particularly concerned with the latter problem, and I have heard that they have filed a lot of requests for more information from the precincts. I think that there needs to be a careful statistical analysis of this election and cross-checking of all the available records, as there should be with every election. But I think if we do that, we'll get some definite answers about whether there are problems or not, and either we'll see the problems or, you know, it will increase the legitimacy of the election.
Well, we'll have to wait and see if that happens. Thank you very much for taking time with us, David. David,
thank you for having me on. Voters can learn more about this by looking at voterprotect.org, where we've got a lot of the trouble reports posted publicly.
Thank you. David Dill is founder of Verified Voting Foundation.